Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brimskin time. Hell yeah, I got my homeboy, my main man, my boy, Alex.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, number 102, put on a shoe. I don't know what to do.
Put on a shoe?
I don't know, man. I dig it. I'm wearing moccasins right now. I don't even know why.
Well, you're not even wearing shoes then. Hypocrite. Jeez.
Yeah, I had nothing written down. I forgot to do that. So
that's okay.
You know, wear
I'll take
a shoe.
Over the show for this week.
You can if you'd like.
I don't have topics. And quite frankly, I'm not the most interesting person. So
You are the world's most interesting person.
Like the world's most interesting man.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know how the word the song
Dos Equis.
Yes, Dos Equis. No free ads.
Yeah, no free ads. Yo, maybe I should contact them.
You should.
I could be the most world's most interesting man.
I think you can. Yeah. Well, that would be very interesting.
Let's do it.
I think you should.
But you got the beard already, though.
Yeah, I know. It's true. But you can grow
it would take
one.
I don't know about that.
I can cut some off and you can paste it onto your chin.
Oh, we could do that.
As always, Within Brimskin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret. Bayer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. World, 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 world. We still haven't done that spot yet, that little world, world.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something that allows me to put your microphone on a reverb for like just that moment.
Really?
Like, just for that second, when I'm not lazy, I will do it.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, that would be really cool. What do you call it? I wanted to definitely put out a condolence thing right now, first and foremost, and then we can get the sadness out of the way. We found out yesterday, matter of fact, what do you call it? I had seen a post by one of my daughter's good friends that okay. she's, you know, has grown up with. Her friend's father, the whole family has COVID right now, and the friend's father wound up being hospitalized, and they were asking for prayers and so forth. Well, he passed from the time that I had seen the post to the time I got home from the studio. Apparently, he passed away, which is awful.
That is awful.
Two young children.
Oh my God.
Very, very sad. And I wanted to, you know, offer my deepest, most sincere condolences to the family. Ed was a very good guy. You know, he was just a family dude. You know what I mean? And the fact of the matter is, people, and the reason why I want to make sure to bring this to your attention, you know, one, because it was somebody that I knew, but two, the fact that there are still so many people that think that this is not real. This is real, folks. COVID is real, and it is not fun. So, what do you call it? I am just completely beside myself. What do you call it? The family is devastated, and what do you call it? My family is feeling their sadness. So, again, I wanted to send another, you know, my deepest and most sincere condolences to them.
Well, I actually have another thing. Okay. I guess while we're doing the condolences.
Oh no.
So Rupert Neve, who is the founder of the company Neve, which we have to thank our little Scarlet for.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he passed away.
Really?
And he is considered the father of modern recording.
Wow.
Like, if you name an album, it was probably recorded on a Neve.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm familiar with Neve, but I'm just, you know, I don't know everything about
it. They make a lot. Like, it's a big thing. And, you know, he was the founder. He was the guy. And, you know, 94, you know, he got up there, so at least he lived a long life.
Wow.
But you're definitely sad nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you call it? Let's try to be a little...
Let's be a little happier.
Cheerier.
Let's find our secret word.
The word is...
Woods.
Ah!
So, what do you call
Woods.
It? Yeah. Ah! I will get to that a little bit later. What do you call it? And I don't know all the details on it.
Okay.
But what do you call it? I will get to that. But first, I want you to see... Did you see our new trophy?
We got a trophy.
That's the trophy from the AVA Digital Awards.
Oh,
which
my God.
You are a part of this trophy,
it's,
obviously.
It's digitalized at the, in the corner. I was like, it's falling apart. Oh, that's cool.
So,
I like it.
So we won. You're supposed to lick it, apparently. We all had to lick
it. I don't want to lick it.
I didn't want to lick it either. They made me yesterday. What do you call it?
This is so cool.
So this the award was for the Grindhouse Radio for audio and production.
Yo!
So, what do you call it? So, that was...
my boys, Tom and Zambo and I.
That was...
let's go.
That was what I'm talking about. Well, it's for the show also in general, but...
Well, yeah.
You know, but audio and it's... Yeah, it's a big award.
I'm so happy.
So, we won a gold.
We won an AVA Gold Award.
Yeah, and it could have been a platinum, but something, I don't know, something's up there.
Yo, you guys got to, like, you got to share our show more. But, come on, what's with you guys?
But gold, 2021, which is fantastic. It's a good award to receive. So, I'm very proud of our team on that one.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know...
I don't know what I like more. This or the new monitor.
Oh, yeah, the new monitor is really badass.
So we got a monitor it's one of those curved ones, and it's like really big, and it's really nice.
I was waiting for you to come in and see that. You realize this?
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful.
Yep.
It's almost so big that like my microphone can't even like go over it without it blocking the screen.
I was trying to figure out a way to kind of do it. What's really funny is when we were getting it, it didn't look as big as it actually is when it was where it was.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I mean?
Now that we put it here, it looks massive.
It's a lot bigger than what I thought. But regardless, it's still, you know, doing some upgrades
it's
in the studio.
So cool.
Isn't it nice though?
I just got to put the camera on the other side and then we'll be all good.
Oh, instead of this side, right.
Yep.
Yeah, that could be done. What do you call it? And then we've got this little board right there. So that little board.
Yeah, I saw this when I came in.
That's the little switcher for the cameras. So
we'll
be able to do stuff live.
Oh, this
soon.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
So my God, I need to come in with Tom and we need to figure this out. And then I'm going to have this right in front of me and I'm going to be like, Brim's talking, Kim's talking. Oh, both of them are talking. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'll figure it out.
That's what we're trying to do is figure out how we can do it where all the cameras are on at once.
I don't. That'll be too much.
I don't. Well, no, because you could have them all side by side.
I still think that's going to be a little too much.
I think
the more popular like shows like will fluctuate between cameras, and then they'll have a camera that pans to like two people.
Okay.
You know, like you and Kim talk a lot. So like a camera maybe facing the two of you would probably be good.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All little details.
I have my beautiful little Zoom camera right here and
I can't see it. Know. It's behind my monitor.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it awesome?
Giant,
I love that monitor so much.
Giant monitor.
It's so
where
beautiful.
I can see everything that's going on. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. I was like, I know that Alice is going to love this one.
I love it so much.
What do you call it? So the reason why we have the secret word of the day.
That weird one?
Yeah, Tiger Woods was in a car accident, and what do you call it? He was actually extracted from the SUV with like the jaws of life.
Oh my God.
So,
did he crash into the woods?
Oh my God. I got you. You caught me on that one. You did. That was good.
All right.
I'm going to give you credit on that one.
I didn't think I would actually get you on that one, but sure. Let's go. Let's keep going. I want it. What happened?
So he was seriously injured. I don't know all the details. I'm letting it, pop up here because I saw
it. He's reading it as we go along, people.
Yeah.
This is how he does every show. He just looks on Google, finds a trending story, and just reads it verbatim. Word.
No, I do not.
I'm joking. Jesus.
But this one actually popped up before I left to come to the studio. That he was.
Oh, so this is like brand. This like
brand
just
new.
Happened.
This has just happened.
Oh, geez.
What do you call
I hope
it?
He's okay.
It was this morning, and the car actually. Yeah, let's see. He had to be extracted from his sports utility vehicle as it sustained major damage following a singular. A single vehicle rollover traffic crash. Wow. So it's in LA. So he's currently in surgery for multiple leg injuries. So
at least it's not arm injuries, I guess.
Well, yeah. It says that the injuries are not life threatening. But here's the thing is if he has an issue with his legs, that's attached to his hips and
right.
That's part of golf.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, then that raises the question, can you golf in a wheelchair?
Wow. I don't know.
Is it a thing? Do people do it?
I don't know, and that's kind of messed up. I don't even want to, like...
Well, I'm not saying that he would golf, and I'm just saying, like, is it possible? Because that's where my weird mind goes.
Wheelchair golfing.
Yeah, is it a thing?
It says wheelchair golf.
It's a thing.
It's
Look
a
at
thing.
That.
Holy crap.
It's a like a real, like a big thing?
Yeah, they actually have like special wheelchairs for it.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on a second, guys. I'm gunning off the microphone.
The Paragolfer is an all-terrain wheelchair that raises the user into a standing position to allow a more conventional golf swing. The Paragolfer is able to access most areas of the golf course.
Oh.
Holy crap.
Yo, that looks... All right, so, I mean, I don't know how bad the leg injuries are, but, I mean, even if we won't lose Tiger Woods...
Ah! And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to WBS.
It's Morphin' Time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
What's up, people? Welcome back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
This is Alex, and you know, Brimstone over here.
DePonte, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, although I have something wild to show you, and it's not good.
Is it your hair?
No, it is pretty wild, but that's why I have the beanie on today.
There you go.
But, so this happened a few days ago. Did you see this?
What the hell is that? That does not look very healthy.
Oh, no, this is not good. All right, so, February 21st. So this was, what, 2 days ago? So 2 days ago, there was a major failure on a United Airlines engine.
Holy
and
crud.
The entire thing exploded mid-flight and caught fire. And the passengers recorded it.
Oh my God.
Look at it. Look
you
at that.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
Wait, that's in the air.
That's in the air.
I thought that was on the ground.
No, this happened mid-air.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. Yeah, so it was on its way to Hawaii. And it
didn't crash?
Catastrophic failure. Because they turned off the other engine from what I understand, and they just drifted they coasted the rest of the way, and they were able to land safely. Nobody got hurt, but this is the most wild video I've ever seen. It makes me so scared.
That freaks me out.
So the cause of the accident, they are thinking right now, and it's so small.
Bird?
Just to think, no, two of those little fans in that engine,
okay,
two of them had hairline fractures.
Really?
It was that small.
So what could have happened? Would it have exploded?
So basically, the hairline metal, like, it came apart, which exploded the rest of the engine.
So the engine actually blew up.
Oh, the engine blew up.
Because it looks like it's still firing.
No, the engine blew up. Like, the passengers, I think someone was recording at the time, you could see the plane shake, and then it starts swaying, and they said that the pilots were freaking out.
Well,
like, they were flipping out. Like, they had no idea what to do. They had to ground, I think over 150 flights after this.
Wow.
Because they didn't know if the engines were going to be... Like, they were like, oh, my God.
Was it sabotaged or something?
Well, no. They just thought that the inspections that they do on these engines wasn't up to par. And they were like, oh, my God, if there's faulty engines out there on our planes, we need to get these planes down and we need to do mass inspections on all of them.
That's not even... That's, like, awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like...
But this video is wild. Like, it's on fire.
You
Jesus
hear it.
Christ.
You can hear that. Like,
if you haven't seen this video, I highly just type in United Airlines jet engine explodes. It will come up. I mean, this has, I think, 3 or 4 million, not on this video, but it has like 3 or 4 million views on Twitter, I think, making the rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and debris fell into people's lawns.
Ugh.
Like, see how this thing is missing a giant ring? Somebody has the ring in their lawn, and they knew exactly what it was right away. They were like, oh, man, a plane exploded.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no. Well, thank God, you know, nobody got hurt.
How far would they have, like, if they, well, okay, so if you turn off the engines, and you're just coasting, like, how did they...
You can go pretty far.
That's just the weirdest thing.
You can go, because you're thousands and thousands of feet in the air.
Right.
So if you're thinking quick, I mean, you can figure out a place to land, and, you know, before you hit the problem is most flights are over the ocean.
Right.
When something like this happens, and then you can't make it to land. There's no way. Like, you can maybe find an island with a runway, but you're going to get lucky. They were close to Hawaii already at the time.
Wow.
So...
Well, they got lucky then.
Yeah, they got really lucky.
They got really lucky because that's... What do you call it? I don't know. I don't know, man. That's just awful.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was it.
It's just crazy. Talking about crazy, what do you call it? I don't know if you heard about this. Apparently, a fight broke out in a church. What do you call it?
I feel like that's the last place a fight should break out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Unless, like, the devil himself walks in there.
Well, who, me? No.
You're just the representative of Satan.
No, I am not. Don't say that. People start getting the wrong idea.
I'm joking, guys.
What do you call it? Yeah. So, apparently, a fight broke out in a church that the pastor, who's apparently a very wealthy pastor, drives around in limousines,
okay.
has a mansion, the whole nine yards, backed Trump, the whole nine yards.
That's a problem.
And what do you call it? And he started asking the congregation. He said he wants $1,000 from each member as an offering. Yeah. And if they couldn't afford $1,000, he's like, well, then put down $300 if you can't do. What do you call it?
What?
Yeah. And this, and now, mind you,
this is during a pandemic.
This is in a poverty-stricken area in a pandemic.
Oh my God!
This guy's
insane.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Like, who does that? And
somebody that I just don't think. Well, all right. First off, if you're a pastor, can't be talking politics in church. That's against the law.
I don't know if he spoke about it there, but I know that he was a backer.
You can't.
From what it was.
But you can't. You would lose your... All right. Well, I mean, it's not... People usually don't prosecute for it, but you should lose your tax-exempt status. You shouldn't be able to promote, you know. Anyway, but also asking... What was he asking the money for? Was it for the church?
He was saying it was for the church, but it wasn't for the church.
What was it for?
It was for him.
Oh.
What do you think most of the... See, that's the thing about... All right.
That's why he's got the mansion. I was going to say, how did he get that rich?
Religion is religion. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this actually might have been a long time ago. Maybe it wasn't recent.
Oh.
But
well,
regardless,
that's
it's still funny. Well, messed up. But here's
Wait,
the thing.
What pastor is it? There was a pastor that was actually arrested for this. I don't know if you know about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a I forgot what his name was.
This might have been.
Can I see a picture of him?
Well, I gotta find it first.
But all right, go ahead. You go first.
No, what I was going to say is religion is not about sitting and donating money to the church. You know what I'm saying? Like religion,
it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be. If you're going to, if you need to, God, okay, doesn't need you to give you their money.
You know what would be
okay,
better?
The church needs the money or the pastor needs to get paid. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like a jerk or F with anybody's religion. That's not my thing. But what do you call it? Like at the end of the day, you're going to tell me that that pastor asking people for $1,000. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
man.
that's insane.
The hell out of
two
here.
Points. One, just to go back at what you said, a church could do other things. Like if you said it's in a poverty area. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then have people donate their time instead and go to a soup kitchen or go, you know, do something for the community rather than just raising money. And if even if you're using it for the church, that's a lot of freaking money you're taking out of the community. Put it back into the community. That's what religion really should be, in my opinion anyway.
Yeah.
But second, so that pastor that got actually arrested, so he had like three private jets and he would like make arguments as to why like God wanted him to have these private jets.
Yeah.
Okay. And where he would get all of this money and why he needed, why his church needed like a Mercedes to, you know, escort their guests around, their high profile guests around in.
Right.
And the interview when because the cops released the interrogation footage.
Okay.
And he is just sweating like a pig the entire time. And he's just, my church needs that money because we need to, you know, our more lavish guests, they won't drive in a, or be accepted in a Toyota. So we need to rent a Rolls Royce. So that way our, you know, people like Jay-Z and things like that, when they come down, we can pick them up from the airport. Oh, and we need to take private jets because we don't want the people on the plane, because we're talking to God on the plane and we need to be alone. Like, it was just, he was just going on and on and on. You could just tell that he was full of it.
Unbelievable. What do you call it? It was last year. It was not this year. It was just last year. And it was, what do you call it? I believe it was mid-year, apparently. So it wasn't as old as I thought. What do you call it? I see that. And it was in Detroit. So what do you call it?
Oh my God.
So yeah.
In the worst place that you could do that in.
Unbelievable. Anyway, what do you call it? Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Booyah.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Will G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane Golden Tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Minutel hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Old Shopping Centers or scrolling online at mainintail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
What's up, people?
So, What do you call it? We did find out during the break that the thing with this pastor was from last year.
Yes.
So it was recent. It wasn't, you know, from as long ago as I thought.
And I was talking about a pastor from 5 years ago named, I forgot what his name was. Right? I think it was David Taylor.
Yeah, not so important because they're scumbag. You know,
both of them.
People taking advantage of people pisses me off.
I mean, as it should. I would hope that it pisses anybody off.
But the thing is so many people don't even realize that they're being ripped off, and that's the scary part. You know what I mean?
Well, it takes some. I mean, you know, I would like to believe people at face value, and so I feel like for those people who just will kind of just do that. You know, it's easy to pull the wool over their eyes.
I get that, you know, but the problem is, I mean,
I wouldn't give $1,000 to a pastor. I'll tell you that right now.
No, like who does that? You know what I mean? Like
somebody that wants to throw away money.
For me, in my opinion, you know, a lot of people, what do you call it? You know, they just don't think. They don't think.
You think that's what it is?
They don't think.
Do you think that they are actually like genuinely scared, or maybe they? I don't know because I'm trying to figure out a justification. Because why would
money,
you give $1,000 to really anybody?
If you want money, all right.
You start an OnlyFans. All right, I'm with you.
If you want to freaking make money, okay, as a quote unquote religious, you know, an entity, okay. The way to do it is like the Jews do it. We have you join a temple and you pay. For a temple and you pay for services. So you have different membership levels, but you're paying for a membership and that's it. You don't have a little plate coming around at every single time, you know, for every single time you go to church and have you guilted into spending money or giving money that you can't afford. You know, the church is, I think it's like a third of your pay.
You're supposed to give. Well, but that's not with every, like, okay.
That's the way it is with churches.
Not all churches.
Most churches are like, and again, it's this isn't religious.
All right. Out of all the granted, this is not a big sample size, but I'm just saying all the churches that I've been to, they have only passed around the collection plate and never said a word about how much to put in.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know enough. I don't feel comfortable saying that most churches do that. I would like to believe that most churches will pass around the collection plate and say, donate what you can give.
Yes. That, okay, so I apologize. The way I put it out there was wrong. I meant to say it what you just said there.
Okay.
That's how I was going for it.
And I'm totally fine with that.
Meaning every single church, they don't have a membership. So it's great. It's free.
I think that's great.
It's free.
Yeah.
But what do you call, so anybody can go, but then they send around a collection plate.
Yeah, but you can do it tastefully. Like I said, at the churches that I went to.
I agree. Yes. Not all churches are, I'm not saying all churches are bad.
Right.
I'm saying that, what do you call it?
Not all churches are tasteful like that.
I'm saying if you want to be, you know, if you're gonna ask for money, then you should be asking for it up front and say, this is what it is. And if you can't afford that, we'll work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Or like, do something else. Do a church like fundraiser, maybe, bake sale, yeah, something.
But to ask for, what do you call it? Ask for $1,000. That's flat out freaking bull.
That is a scam. That is Scientology right there.
That's a scam.
Scientology.
And so, you know, anybody like, look, if you're well off and you go to church and they pass around a collection plate and you put $1,000 on there, then
you're
that's,
dumb.
No, they're not dumb. Then they're, what do you call, then that's up to them.
Well, yeah.
That means that they're doing, but, and again.
No, hold on. I'm going to stand by that, actually. I think that they could do a lot better with that $1,000. They could have put it into something in their community,
right,
that would have made a difference.
Right.
Don't drop it in a collection plate. Your church doesn't need to get.
Well,
all right.
The church needs to function. The church needs to function.
But
just like
does
a temple
not,
needs to function.
Not $1,000 function.
Well, of course, it does. It does need that kind of money.
Well, not $1,000 a person function is what I meant to say.
But what it is, you know, you need to be cognizant of how many people are a part of the church. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you have 1,000 people at your church and 1,000 people, you know, are spending or giving, you know, a decent sum, you're paying the church's bills. That's what that I understand. Yeah, you know what
also,
I mean?
Also, churches are already tax exempt from a lot of things and get a lot of government like breaks. I don't know.
I
can't imagine that it would take all too much money to run a local church.
I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know.
I'm not going to pretend to know either.
I think that religion's very important. I think that it's great that churches that, you know, that are for the most part,
I think
that
they
do the
provide
right thing,
a safe haven for a lot of people that need it.
I think that it's the people that go out there and do this stupid shit, you know what I mean, and scam people, you know, into believing this shit is part of religion.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Oh Lord, the Lord Jesus needs you to give me $1,000
so I can be on a private jet,
yeah,
talking
no
to God all by myself.
F that jazz, man. You know, like,
that's what I do.
You know, don't take advantage of poor people. You know what I mean? That's just wrong. It's just wrong.
You think the pastors that do this partly do it to impress the ladies?
I don't know, man. I think that they do it because they're selfish pieces of shit. That's what I think they do it for. And
yeah,
it's not just like a couple. There's a whole ton of them. And people buy into it.
Well, I mean, do you think it gets overblown a little? All right, think about how many churches are in America and how many we actually hear about doing this. I feel like it's very proportionally small.
All right.
How many churches do you think are in New York?
There's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's like one on every corner.
That's what I'm saying.
But there are also a lot of people in New York. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. And, but I'm just saying I don't think a lot of churches are actually doing
it. But this shit wouldn't fly, I don't think, in New York. You know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely think people would get away with this in New York.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. I think if you pull the wool over enough, especially because we have the city where people are a little bit more well off. And
right,
so if you can just fool them, hey, there it is.
Well,
you only need to fool, like, you know, less than 100 people. If they're giving $1,000 every time they come to church, you got it in the bag.
Speaking of fools, what do you call it? So there are a whole bunch of dodgy people on like social media where, you know,
tell me something I don't already know.
That, you know, a lot of them are trying to pull this like ambassador shit. Like I have a real
ambassador
like my Brimstone ambassadors are real ambassadors. They're from my fan club and they work with me and they're amazing. You
okay
know what I mean? But they're, you know, we're not selling bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I get things left, right, and sideways from different companies, but like bullshit accounts, you know, that are saying, oh, you know, we're an ambassador for this and we want you to work with us and blah, blah, blah.
And they're not.
But they're, whether they are or they aren't, it's just a bullshit deal. You know what I mean? Like, they just want you to buy stuff. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So I actually got a message from a company called Pierre Ardin. Now, I don't know who the hell they are. It's a watch company, supposedly.
We shouldn't be giving them promotion, man.
No. Well, no, I'm not promoting
them.
I'm about to shit all over them.
Let's fucking do it.
So, what do you call it? So I knew that it was bullshit to begin with. And I'm like, these people have no idea that they're dealing with a celebrity or a public figure, you know, on this account. And somebody that does a lot of stuff with, you know, different companies and so forth, with reputable companies. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, I read this thing and I'm like, all right, I'm going to play ball. I want to see what they say. So I sent them a message saying, hey, all right, well, you know, I was asked to send you a message. I wanted to see what happens. So while I did that, I also did a whole bunch of things and looked up
who they were and all that.
And I wanted to see what the deal was. And one of the first things that came up from the UK was, beware dodgy sellers targeting wannabe influencers to peddle rubbish goods online.
There you go.
So what do you call it? Which is really funny. What do you call it? Well, first of all, I'm not a wannabe influencer.
I'm an actual influencer. He just called himself a wannabe influencer.
No, I'm gonna let that slide. Because what they have here, like
the reason why
he wrote that is because the guy had a small Instagram following, and they still sent it to him saying, you know, the other day, what do you call it? That they said, hey, we like your fashion, want to collab. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, he has like, you know, three-digit numbers and followers. You know what I'm saying?
Those are about as reputable as all those, you know, messages from those five hot single moms within your area. You know, it's like the same amount of trust.
Yeah. It's just,
I always get those messages, you know. I wonder if they're out there.
I am so like, you know, so I wrote them. I was like, yeah, well, tell me what the deal is, you know? So they were like, you know, cause they sent me a whole paragraph.
Of course.
So I was like, well, this is who I am. And, I don't do anything for free. You know what I mean? And what do you call it? Blah, 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 blah. So, you know, you want to talk further? And,
I mean, I crickets. Don't know. I'll eat for free.
Crickets.
I'll do that for free anytime.
Crickets. Nothing. I heard there was no response. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. You know what I mean? You know, don't.
They're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
And, they were in the wrong neck of the woods.
And the fact is like,
I gotcha.
You did.
I did. You did.
Oh, damn it. Anyway, so fact of the matter is that like these fools are exactly that. They're fools. And what their scam is they have like a couple $100 watches that are crappy watches. Because I looked over the stuff to see what it was all about. I was just wanting to play ball.
They're going to break in 3 days.
And, yeah. So it was like, you know, nothing but issues apparently. Like they're like a few $100 a piece. So what their scam is they're telling you, we can give you 50% off, you know, employee pricing, 50% off of anything you want. So if you know, so blah, blah, blah. So they get people that are idiots to spend money to take a picture of themselves with this watch and then supposedly post it.
How they make money.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like an MLM kind of almost.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So how ridiculous.
I mean, MLMs have been around forever.
Yeah, but it's just stupid people.
It is stupid.
Back to stupid people. Anyway, what do you call it? That's about close to all the time we have.
Actually, we are overtime.
Yeah, I know. What do you call it? I just wanted to do a quick shout out.
This is like Super Bowl right now.
I want to do a shout out to Pfluger's Bacon. Pfluger's Bacon and J. Christopher Seasoning. What do you call it?
Get a deal with bacon?
I have had some bacon sent to me, and I am like over the moon. It's
are you
so
not
damn
sharing
good.
This?
No, I'm not sharing it.
What?
There's not enough to share.
I can't believe you. And I am your co-host.
I know, but it's for Grindhouse.
I need to tell people how good I feel about this bacon. And in order to do that, you're going to have to give me some.
Perhaps I will bring in a couple of slices for you.
Yes.
And then we will you know, sample it or something on air. But I've already spoken its praises. Like, ridiculous.
Is it really that
Kim,
good?
Kim got a package and I got a package because we're doing it for Save the Flavor. So what do you call it? Yeah, the bacon's ridiculous. Also, I didn't have time to say this earlier, but I have to mention this. There was a guy who killed his roommate and then tried fleeing to Mexico. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
This just happened also. What do you call it? So the guy was apparently, he killed his roommate.
Okay.
He took off to Texas. And then while he was in Texas, he was boarding a bus.
A flight to Mexico.
No, a bus to Mexico. And he was arrested while boarding the bus.
Oh, God.
And that's what happened.
Why did he kill his roommate?
I don't know. It's too early to find out.
Was it for bacon?
It could have been for bacon.
Yo, but I would kill for bacon.
There are no
Kim,
swords.
Kim, I'm looking at you now.
There are no swords in this here studio. Not in the green room.
No. Wait, what? No, there is, though.
No, there is not, Alex.
Okay,
anyway,
no, there's not.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to Thin Brim Skin. We appreciate you. We love you. Make sure to hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.
And we definitely don't recommend using weapons.
And we do love churches and temples. Don't just to put that out there. Good night.